Every day I'm hustling. 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 Every day I'm hustling.
Welcome back to Jules on the Hustle. Happy Monday after Valentine's Day, guys. There are three types of people on Valentine's Day. One, we all know this one, the lovers, the boys, the girls, however you identify as, you know, spending time with each other, just loving and enjoying the holiday. We don't need to go into that one deeper. You all know how that rolls. Two, the empowered people that say, I don't need no man, no woman to make me feel loved. I will pick my best girlfriend. I will pick my best boyfriend and make them my galentine. I don't need a lover. I just need a great friend, and I just need myself because I am spending the rest of my life with myself. So that is all I need. And hell yeah, that's so true. And third, they are the sad, depressed Valentine's Day goers. You're inhaling pizza, some cheese deliciousness pizza, throwing chocolates. Wow, my New York just really came out there at your TV screen, getting to go number two whenever you want because you don't have a Valentine. Now that I'm talking about it, this sounds like the best option. Wait, guys, hear me out. You get to eat unlimited amounts of pizza. Amazing. I love that. Chocolate? Oh, yeah. And then going number two on command without having to worry about making too much noise or smelling it up a bit. Wow, I'm getting gross, guys, and a little TMI. But hear me out. Is that like not an amazing option now that I think about it? Wow, okay, that might be the way to go. But however you're celebrating, this episode's actually coming out the day after Valentine's Day, however you are celebrating, I hope you just enjoy whether you're whatever one of the three you are. Just realize it's okay to feel loved. It's okay to feel sad. And it's okay to do self-care because all three are human. All three are great options, and I've done all three, trust me. This week, we have a beautiful soul inside and out joining us, Gabrielle Stone, author of Eat, Pray, FML, and podcast host of FML Talk. You know, on this hustle, we like to talk about what inspires you, what motivates you each morning when you wake up to do what you do. Well, Gabrielle had it hard. She dealt with hardship and heartbreak. Oh, put those together and you get heartship. I like that. What do you guys think? She's dealt with hardship and has had to really adjust her why and work with what she has. She's had to be really tough mentally and physically to bounce back and tell her story, which has impacted so many people. Everyone has dealt with, you know, hardships and heartbreak. So for her to be raw and open and genuine with her story just hits home for so many people, so many fans. She is walking that red carpet with confidence and with just so much love to give to so many people. Let's dive into this episode, guys. It is one of my favorites. An honor to have you here, Gabrielle Stone, author of Eat, Pray, FML, and now you have a podcast. You've had it for some time now, and that's called FML Talk. For those that may not be too aware of your story, could you please just like dive into that? Let us know what all the craziness happened.
Yes, all the craziness. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
I was married for almost 2 years. I found out that my husband had been having an affair with a 19-year-old for 6 months. I filed for divorce, left shortly after that, met a guy, fell madly in love with each other, and he convinced me to join him on a month-long trip to Italy. 48 hours before we were getting on the plane, he told me that he needed to go by himself and broke up with me. I was absolutely devastated. He broke my heart like my ex-husband never could have done. And in that moment, sitting on my bed in a pool of tears, I realized that I had a decision to make, and that was either stay at home heartbroken or go travel Europe for a month by myself. So I went and I did 6 countries solo over the span of a month and wrote a book about it called Eat, Pray, FML.
Can't make that up.
You can't write it, but I did.
And that just led to your career, I guess, essentially.
It really did. So I was at that point in 2017, I was an actress and I had just gotten into directing. I had directed 2 projects and I still am very much so passionate about that, especially the directing side, but I am still acting as well. But yeah, this completely shifted my entire career focus, especially over 2020, when so much of the film industry got shut down and the book started going viral. So it kind of gave me this whole new job that I was able to do from home and connect with all of my readers that were DMing me and start the podcast. So it's really become this whole beast of a brand that I'm so incredibly thankful for.
It's so nice that you're honest and raw with your emotions. Were you always like an open book, would you say, or did you just feel this urge to tell your story?
I think I've always been comfortable being vulnerable. Throughout my life. I lost my dad when I was 6 years old. I lost my high school sweetheart when I was 18. Like I've dealt with a lot of grief, and I've always recognized the fact that sharing my story helped other people in some way and to connect with me when I was connecting with them. So I always have been comfortable being vulnerable. Putting this book out, though, was a whole different level of that. I remember,
Absolutely, I'm sure.
when my mom read the first draft of it, she looked at me and said, "Oh my God, Gabrielle, are you sure you don't want to take out this guy? Or are you sure you don't want to change your name?" And it was really important to me that I put everything that happened, the way that it happened, in a raw and authentic way, because that's life. And everyone has gone through one of these things, if not multiple, in their lives. And I think that's why people connect with it so deeply, is because I didn't edit it and didn't hold back on any of it.
100%. A lot of times now, social media or just the internet shows people's highlights. And so to have people like you that are just relatable to real stuff that happens all the time. And this episode happens to be Valentine's Day edition because it's coming out just in time for Valentine's Day. So I'm sure people listening here can definitely relate to, having their heart broken. Everyone's had their heart broken. And just give you a lot of credit for bouncing back. You made a really awesome and incredible decision to go on that trip. What would you say the difference is between being spontaneous and impulsive?
What? Spontaneous and stupid. That's a good question. So, when I found out that he made the decision that he was going to go alone, it wasn't even a question in my mind, because the alternative was to sit at home and watch him go on this European adventure that I had been dreaming about for months. And I was like, well, that's not gonna be a thing. But it definitely didn't come without fear and second guessing. My mom, even the morning I was gonna go to the airport, sat next to me and was like, "You don't have to do this. Like, you have an out. You can stay here. You can like go somewhere in the country that feels a little less, far away from home." I had traveled a lot before, but never alone, unless it was to go to a film set to go work on with people that I would meet and then become friends with. So this for me was a big a big jump, especially coming from my past and losing my father and my boyfriend. That instilled a lot of fear of abandonment in me. And the way that that manifests when you grow up as an adult, at least for me personally, was that I never wanted to be alone. And I always wanted to have a friend over or a roommate or a man in my life. So this was the universe's clear way of being like, okay, Gabrielle, you're gonna go face all that head on. And it kind of just felt divinely right. So I had no idea what I was doing. I mean, I luckily our flight was supposed to go to London and then we were supposed to go on to Rome. So I luckily, one of my friends from high school lives in London, and she welcomed me with open arms and was like, you can start here as a home base. And that's pretty much all I knew when I was getting on the plane was I'm starting in London. I don't know how many days I'm going to be there, but I booked everything as I went. So when I was in London, I said, okay, I'm going to go to Amsterdam next and booked my ticket. It was very much the seat of my pants and opposite of how I normally plan everything out. But I think there is a real beauty in the spontaneity of that because you don't have time to overthink it and talk yourself out of what you're doing. And you end up falling into all of these magical situations that make it all worth it.
And now it makes this story that much juicier, I guess.
It's so, I mean, I was on this trip knowing that I was going to write this book. Like I decided the day that I found out I was going alone because my life had become this ridiculous, sick sitcom.
Wow, it hit you that quickly that you're like, okay, this it's
Yeah,
time to write it. Wow.
I bought a leather-bound journal the day before I left. I started writing my first day in London, and I wrote 3/4 of it on the trip in that journal.
That is incredible.
It's very close. Like when you open the journal and you open the real book, it's really, really close to how it ended up in its published form. It wasn't like I was just journaling what was going on and then rewrote it into a book. You open the journal and it's like chapter one. And it really, for me, when I was on this trip and things were happening, I kept saying, like you said in the beginning, like, you can't write this. It almost was like it was meant to be happening exactly as it was to be this story that everybody was going to be able to connect with on some level.
Yeah, I'm just so impressed that, it hit you that quickly. I feel like when I was reading your story, I thought it was something that came to you like months and months or even years later. But the fact you were just like, I need to tell my story. I want to connect with people. Going off of that, what has the response been like from, you have a lot of fans.
It's been insane. And it's been so touching for me to be able to connect with so many women and men. I have a good amount of male readers, which I love. But being able to connect with all of these people all over the world, is really mind-blowing. And the messages that I get from these people, about how this book has helped them get out of an abusive relationship or made them realize that they wanted to go fix their relationship or made them realize that they had no idea how to love themselves and it taught them how to do that. And that it, changed their lives in some way is so incredibly fulfilling for my heart because not only does it make me feel like I have a purpose on this earth and I'm making a difference in other people's lives, but it also makes me know that I went through all of that for such a big purpose. It really, I truly feel like I was put here to go through all of that and to write this book to help other people heal. So it's really the response to it has been really incredible for me as just as a human to feel in my heart.
Have any of your guy fans been like, I would have treated you better, babe?
No, okay, so I have my male readers, they're definitely a smaller amount than my female readers, obviously, because
Yeah.
it kind of takes a ballsy guy to be like, oh, this chick drinking like a brokenhearted book and drinking wine on the cover and it's called, pink writing, I'm gonna buy this.
Oh, yeah.
I do have them. There's a very large amount of them are my gays, which I love so much.
Love it.
All of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
But I do get messages from some men. No one's ever done. I get like weird viral video comments like that. But the ones who DM me and take the time to have really read the content, I get a lot of messages saying like I had a Javier in my life, but it was a woman. Because you know, heartbreak and grief is universal. That's a
1000%
human thing that we all deal with in this life. And you know, women are shitty too. Like, oh, yeah. Women do some messed up stuff too. So it's really, you know, this book is by no means a dump on men and men suck. It just so happened that two men came into my life that did sucky things. But it's really about the human connection and how to deal with when that breaks and how to find the connection back to yourself. So I've got a really great group that has turned into this fan base of really empowered people. And it's just really freaking awesome.
That must feel amazing. You know, you went through this really difficult time and it's definitely benefiting so many people. So that must feel so rewarding. We like to talk about the why on Jewels on the Hustle. What motivates you? What inspires you to do what you do? Yours is an incredible, yours definitely reflects on hardship and having to adjust your why through your hardship. How would you say you had to change your purpose and your why, and what motivated you each morning?
Such a good question. I think I knew deep down when I was broken up with that second time and when my heart was shattered into a million pieces. I think I knew deep down that this book was my purpose. And so that very quickly became my why. And not just to write it, but to get it out in the way that I knew I wanted to get it out. You know, it's so funny. I do interviews and people are like, did you have any idea that it was gonna resonate with people like this? And I'm like, God, I don't want to sound like I'm patting myself on the back, but yeah, I did. I really knew that it was going to connect with people. Like when I took it to publishers, there were a few big publishing houses that were like, well, we like it, but we want to tone it down and we want to change A, B, and C. And I just said, no, that's not what's going to be what connects with people. And that's not what I need to authentically put out into the world. And so I think my why along the way has shifted with getting the book out to getting it to where I want it to be on that certain level, which is still a process. It's still something that's growing and ever changing. But then stemming it into the podcast with FML Talk, it's given me this platform to bring different issues that I didn't have time to go off and write about in the book. To be able to continuously keep that dialogue open and share whatever wisdom I've picked up from my trials and tribulations along the way, to try and continue to help people that are dealing with the stuff that everyday life brings.
One of your ways with coping with the hardships and the heartbreak was self-love, self-care. That's something, you know, everyone does. It's universal, like we've discussed. What were some of your favorite ways to love yourself?
So I was really on this quest during this trip of how to love myself. Everyone had been like, you have to learn to love yourself first. You can't really love someone else before you love you. And I was sitting there going, okay, cool. I'm ready to do that. Can somebody tell me how? And could give me clear instructions on how to love myself. And like, I'm an actor. Tell me what to do and I'll do it. Like I can follow
exactly. Instructions. I'll fake it till I make it.
100% or act like I can at least. And nobody could give me a clear way. So I was on this quest during this trip because I knew this was like the golden key of everything for me. And I didn't find it on my trip. I found pieces of it, but it wasn't until I came home and did a lot more healing that I really discovered it. And it's what I call the self-love cocktail. Because obviously I have to equate it to some type of fruity fun drink.
I love that. Yes.
And it's really simple. Basically what you do is you sit down and you write out all the things that you're capable of giving your soul that make you feel love and happiness. So for me, that was dancing, going to the gym, meditating, eating well, creating. And I wrote down my list and I would do one or two things off of that list every single day. And then as you get more comfortable with it, you start adding more of your ingredients till you're doing multiple things on that list for yourself every single day. And before you know it, you wake up and you're feeling so much better and so different. And it's because you're loving yourself. And when I was finally able to realize that and have that click that loving yourself is as simple as giving your soul the things that it loves, it was life-changing for me. Because I always thought I had to look in the mirror and be like, I love you, Gabrielle. You're wonderful. And that always felt weird and disingenuous. And I was like, I feel like I'm having a psychotic break. And no knocking that, you know, if that works for you, that's great. But I was like, well, yeah, when I want to show love to my mom or to a significant other or to a friend, I do things for them that make them feel love in the way that they recognize and feel good and feel love. So when we're trying to love ourselves, why would we not do that for ourselves? And it was so simple and it made so much sense. And that silly little cocktail changed my life around.
That is beautiful. I am a huge believer of lists. And even if you just set, it's the best thing, whether it's for time management or for self-love. I learned that even if you just spend 15 minutes on like each thing on your list, like that'll make the biggest difference in the world. I make sure I meditate 10 minutes a day. I journal a little bit. I like to work on my website for 10, 15 minutes a day. These little things add up. People think you have to work on something, meditate for an hour. Like that is so far from the truth.
Yeah, those are great ingredients to have. I think meditating is, a lot of people aren't as comfortable with it. And they're like, oh, I have to know how to do it. But there's a really good 15 minute Abraham Hicks meditation on YouTube that anybody can look up. And there's different focuses. So there's one for financial, there's one for general well-being, there's one for relationships. And it's 15 minutes and you just shut your eyes, breathe deeply, and like listen to the words. And it's so easy to implement stuff like that. And it really does help shift your day.
Would you say during your journey, you had to deal with some anxiety, depression, or like is meditating and being creative, all those awesome things, did that help you?
You know, on my trip, I didn't meditate. I was writing a lot, obviously, and that was like my therapy. But I think I was so messed up from everything that had happened. I was scared to kind of get quiet with myself and meditate. So I did a lot of writing, and that was really writing this book is what got me through 2017 and definitely got me through that trip. But there were, of course, I mean, I've struggled with anxiety and depression on and off my whole life. So it was massively amplified by all of this. And when it got really bad was when I came home from my trip, because then this crazy roller coaster ride that I had been on stopped and I was just stagnant. And it was like, oh my God, what do I do now? So it was then where I kind of really got into a bad fit of depression, worse than I think I had ever been in the earlier years of my life. And it wasn't until I discovered the self-love cocktail and started doing that, that's really what pulled me out of that awful state that I was in.
Now, this is a bit of a complex question, but what's the most important thing you've learned in your life? And what was your life before learning it and then after learning it?
That's a brilliant question. Thank you. Like I said, grew up with a fear of abandonment.
Yeah.
That's been, if you will, my story my whole life since I was a 6-year-old little girl.
Does that go deeper, you think, than separation anxiety? I feel like abandonment's like next level.
It's literally like, if I love someone, they're going to die is the deep root of it. I mean, obviously that's a subconscious belief. I don't walk around, you know, thinking that my day-to-day life, but
of course,
a deep rooted, you know, fear that once you're safe, if you love someone, the people that are close to you are going to be taken away in some way.
Wow. Thank you for being so open about that, by the way. I can't think that's easy to talk about.
Thank you. No, I think more people deal with it than we realize. So I think the more we can talk about it, the more people can hear it and relate to it and realize they're not alone with it. So the biggest thing I learned, which was actually on my Eat, Pray, FML trip, was that I'm never really abandoned because I'm never going to abandon myself. And when I finally
got,
it was like, oh, I can almost breathe again, because I know no matter what guy leaves me, no matter who dies, I'm not going to abandon myself. So whether or not I'll be sad or heartbroken or go through it, I will always eventually be okay, because I'll be there to walk myself through it. So that was the biggest kind of life shift that happened for me.
Hustlers, are you stressed, anxious, feeling low energy, or looking for a little more self-care? Well, step one, VV Naturals, their CBD gummies, Daily Vivint, Catching Z's, and the C-Suite give you that extra dose of biotin, vitamins, and melatonin. They boost your overall energy, health, wellness, and beauty. I use their hair serums, Root 66, and CBD Detox, which promotes hair growth, hair health, and volume. My nails, hair, skin are finally nice and shiny, and most importantly, very healthy. I love their hand sanitizer, which comes in a spray and gel. And guess what, guys? 100% of the net profit goes to charity. How kind. Looking to de-stress and some delicious nutrition, because guys, these vitamins actually taste so good. And their ingredients are patented. Guys, go to vivinaturals.com. VIVINATURALS.com to get healthy. Hustlers, recently I got an Apple Watch. It's great. You know, I'm constantly on the go. I'm active. The only problem is that my Apple Watch did not always match my outfit or reach my fashion standard. I turned to Goldenaire. They have the cutest leather bands with studs, cool metal bands, and their new fancy crystal pave band is literally perfect for Valentine's Day. I even got some matching bracelets for an entire modern jewelry set, so my arm looks literally on fleek. If you don't have an Apple Watch and you have a Samsung or Garmin smartwatch, they have bands just for you. These bands can withstand sweat and your hustle. That's why I love these bands and want my hustlers to get them. They can withstand anything you do, and that's exactly what we need. Guys, go to goldenaire.com, Goldenaire, G-O-L-D-E-N-E-R-R-E. Use code JULES20 for 20% off your order, plus free shipping and free returns. But guys, Goldenaire will make you guys look so fashionable and just up that Apple Watch game. Enjoy.
I read a quote yesterday and it was like, love yourself first, because you spend the rest of your life with yourself. Something along those lines. It's a lot more poetic the way I read it than what I just said, but something along those lines. And it's so true. Like, you don't really, like, I know, like, we all know that, but then once you read it, it kind of just resonates, and you are going to be with yourself 24/7, 365. No matter who enters or who exits your life, like, you got yourself. So that is huge. Wow. I struggle with separation anxiety. So I'm not going to say it's anywhere near as tough as what you have to deal with. No, but
it's a real thing. You know, it's just a different shade of it, you know?
Right. 50 shades, right? Yeah. We're going into Valentine's Day, 50 shades. So actually, let's go into that. Some people have Valentine's Day, some people have Galentine's, and some people are riding solo this year. What are your plans? How are you spending it? If we could talk about that.
Yeah, so I am now in a very happy, stable, loving relationship, although I do live in LA, which we're still, you know, things are open, but we're like, we'll just make a really nice dinner at home. You know, I got him a couple fun gifts and he was like, I'll plan something, but you know, we're just staying here and doing a low key Valentine's Day. But I've had Galentine's Day. I you know, make it a point to make myself available on social media around that time, because I know so many of my readers and my listeners are, you know, still recovering from their heartbreaks or wanting to like just be in a more badass women empowerment vibe. So I definitely try and extend my myself to that during this time, because it can be hard for some people, you know. I've had Valentine's days where I've been alone, and even when you're with your girlfriends, sometimes you're just like, it kind of depends on where your mental state is at. And I think being okay with whatever that is, you know, like you can't beat yourself up about it. If you're alone and you're a little sad about it, like you don't have to put on a brave face and be like, no, I should be totally fine and drinking champagne with my girlfriends. It's, you know, if doing whatever is going to make you feel loved. So if it's having a date with yourself and like, you know, putting on some great music or reading a book in a bubble bath and like drinking a fancy glass of wine by yourself, like that's, you do that, you know, you take yourself on a date, whatever you need to do to feel loved and good about the day. Because at the end of the day, it's just a freaking holiday that society has created to sell a bunch of roses and pink balloons, you know?
Preach. I think going off of those amazing words, it's also okay to, if you feel upset, it's okay to feel bad or just kind of, you know, just not be mad at yourself or to feel sorry for yourself for feeling a certain way. We're humans. We're allowed to have emotions, and it's totally and completely normal. Like, the world blows up Valentine's Day. So if you're feeling bad, maybe just make that little extra effort to do something that's self-loving to yourself, like you mentioned. But 100%.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, if you need to drink a bottle of wine and eat a gallon of ice cream out of the freaking cart, you go, you do,
you go,
that
girl,
a romantic comedy, and you cry your eyes out. You know what? You do whatever you want, because tomorrow is a different day and you can get back up and like shake it off. Whatever needs to happen for your soul to like get it out and feel okay is totally acceptable.
Exactly. And just remember, you don't have to eat in moderation in front of someone to look good. You can use the bathroom at your, you know, your own time. Like, there's a lot of advantages to not having someone around.
I mean, there are times, you know, I'm so happy with my guy, but there are times where I'm like, dude, I love living alone. Like, I love.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, I am the exact same way. Sometimes I just crave, you know, some space, not because I just don't love my boyfriend, but I'm just like, I want to be in my own space and my own thoughts. As humans, we need that. We need that balance. So totally feel that.
This week's theme is self-care. You are spending the rest of your life with yourself, so why not take care of your mental and physical health? Starting with Jandal candles. These candles are the most beautiful things on the outside and most delicious smelling things on the insides. They are made with 100% soy wax, cotton wicks, and phthalate-free fragrances. These are some of my favorite scents. Listen, apple of my eye, but first coffee, cinnamon swirl, green tea party, ice queen, lavender, and pomegranate cider. So there's literally a scent for every season. And this is my favorite thing about them, is that they specialize in personalization. So they can add like your company's logo, photos, sayings, names, like literally whatever you want, they got it. You can just like give them out as a party favor for any occasion or just treat yourself. The cutest thing is that they love the show Schitt's Creek. So they have personalized candles that are like, ew, David. I can't do the Alexis voice, but you know what I mean. So guys, go to jandlecandles.com. JANDLECANDLES.com. Use code HUSTLE 20 at checkout to get 20% off your order. These candles are amazing. You will not be sorry.
California, you guys are dealing with COVID as well. Do you have any, for those that are in relationships, any like date night ideas that are safe maybe?
We are big travelers, which obviously I'm not recommending that you do, but you have to adjust. And we've gone on some really awesome camping trips. So we've taken the dogs and a tent and visited some really beautiful national parks. We've done a couple Airbnbs and made sure that we were really safe doing those and made sure they were like drivable and we could stay by ourselves and not see people. Because anytime I can get out of LA is a good situation for me. We also, for Christmas, someone got us these really cool cards that you're meant to like play as a couple. I actually think I saw them on TikTok. They're like cards that are meant for couples, and you pull a card and there's like different categories, and they're really inquisitive questions that make you talk about life. And like, it really, we've enjoyed just either over dinner or when we're just hanging out, going through some of those, because they start these really interesting conversations. And I would play it with friends too. Like it's a really fun thing to hear people's answers, and you get to know them a lot better and to talk about things that you don't normally talk about every day.
You can learn so much about someone through those games. Even if someone that you've been with, you realize there's like another dimension or another layer of the onion that you're discovering. Yeah. This is even a game. I know some people have to spend it through Zoom. I was telling my friend about 20 questions. So you think of a word, and you know, they have 20 questions to ask yes or no. And you can actually like learn things through about people through these little games.
Yeah.
So I totally admire that. Any good movies for you that you want to watch, whether it's on Netflix or on TV?
We have been seriously binging so many shows. It's like, what do we even watch next? We did all 4 seasons of Animal Kingdom, and we're like hooked into that. We're waiting for season 5 to come out now. I think it's a TNT show, but we watched it on Amazon Prime. Just obsessed with that. And movies that are coming out, I feel like we're so in like a standstill summer,
right?
And coming out, but like I was ready for A Quiet Place 2 back in March when the pandemic hit, and who knows when that's coming out now. So we're looking for the next good bingeable series to watch.
Yeah, I feel like there's a bit of maybe a dry spell, but I hope some good movies come soon.
Well, and I feel like quarantine and the pandemic has really highlighted how important the arts are. Like, what the heck would we be doing if we didn't have all this content and movies and shows? And I mean, the arts really got a lot of us through this crazy time.
Yeah, if it weren't for them, we'd be really bored. And they're definitely a business that will always be thriving. So this is a bit of a random question, but a lot of people enjoy it. If you could have dinner with 3 people, alive or not, who would it be and why?
Do they have to be at the same dinner table, or can I go to 3 separate dinners?
You can go to 3 separate dinners.
I feel like that like would change my answer a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, so my dad, who has passed, obviously, I would love to go to dinner with him in his kind of like prime years as me as an adult. I think that would be awesome. Oh God, such a difficult question.
It's not easy.
Maybe someone who had a really wild life, like Marilyn Monroe.
Wow, that's a good one. Yeah. What would you want to, is there like a pressing question you'd want to ask her, or any advice?
Like what happened with her whole story? And like, I bet she has some wild stories, but it would have to be done over martinis. Like I wouldn't want to go to dinner. I'd be like, let's just drink vodka.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. I love that.
And the other one that's coming up for me, and it's probably because I just watched the documentary on it, and it's weird to say this because I have met her in person for like a 30-minute period. My ex-husband was friends with her boyfriend at the time, and we ended up at the 4 Seasons with them. But Britney Spears, I just watched that documentary.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. Yeah,
I would love to sit down and be like, "Girl, like, tell me everything," because it's heartbreaking to watch. But I also know from growing up in the industry, not in that magnitude, obviously, that not everything is always as it seems, looking from the outside in at what people are portraying. So although I am on the Free Britney side and think that there's definitely some stuff going on that needs to be addressed and that's not okay, I don't ever say I for sure know what's going on. You know what I mean?
So yeah, that's huge.
And be like, just tell me everything.
Yeah, I didn't watch the documentary yet, but I heard people saying like, now I understand why she went bald and everything. Like, I want to watch it. But Britney was someone that was always so relevant. Like, I feel like over the last few years, you know, she hasn't had produced anything too big. But when I was growing up, like, she was it. Like, it was Britney Spears.
She was like my childhood.
100%.
Watch the documentary. It's really gnarly.
Wow. Yeah, no, I can't wait. I hope they play it again, or if it's on Netflix, I'm on that. I even have to watch the Michael Jordan documentary still.
One is awesome. That's like a 10-part thing. That's like a binge series, but that's an awesome one too. But the Britney Spears one, I think, is on Hulu.
On Hulu? Yeah. Cool. Thank you. Well, we're going to wrap up with a game.
Yay.
Just let me know what it's not any like crazy fun game, but the first thing that comes to mind, I guess.
Okay.
You love to travel. So favorite city to travel to, or somewhere you want to go, maybe.
Two, Barcelona in Spain and Pai in Thailand were my two favorite.
Pai. Oh, I like the sound of that. I want to go to Thailand.
Magical. I can't wait to go back. Wow.
Guilty pleasure.
The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah.
Or The Bachelor. Or reality TV in general. Like I have. And I make my boyfriend sit and watch it with me. And now it's his guilty pleasure. It's a whole thing.
I love how you like knew it right off. You're like Bachelor. I still have to watch last night's episode, Monday night's. Love it.
My mom, it's like her, you know, Achilles heel for me. I can't believe you watch that stuff. Like, it's totally opposite of everything that our industry stands for. I'm like, I just need to tune out, mom. Thanks.
Yeah. And then do you watch like Bravo for reality television?
I don't. My ex-sister-in-law is like obsessed with all the Housewives and Bravo stuff. I don't really watch Bravo. I've just never gotten into it. I bet if I like sat down to watch it, I'd get sucked in. We love the challenge on MTV. I'm friends with a couple of the contestants on there. And
cool.
Tay and I are just obsessed with it. It's on tonight. Like, we're like Wednesdays. Like, that's where we're at, is watching.
Mondays, Wednesdays. Perfect.
Yeah.
Current song on repeat.
Ooh, that's a fun one. So I listen to a lot of reggaeton, which
is
I'm like Latin salsa. My playlist is always on repeat on that. Although, I'm gonna forget his name. It's called If the World Was Ending. You know what I'm talking about, right? Like, if the world was ending.
Oh yeah, if you would come over, right? Okay. Yeah.
So heartbreaking song.
Right.
And
I heard that through TikTok for the first time, I think. Yeah, a long time ago.
It's so good. And then one of my readers actually DM'd me when I posted that song in the background of one of my stories. She was like, oh my God, have you heard his other song, 25 to Barcelona? And I was like, no, what? And she's like, how have you not heard this? This is literally your life. And she sent it to me. And it she's so accurate. It's literally like me on my trip in Barcelona, like to a T. So I love his stuff. I've had his stuff playing on repeat a lot. I feel terrible that I can't remember his name right now, but.
Oh, isn't he like Luke? No, maybe not. I don't know.
I'm going to look it up while you're looking at the next question.
Okay. Sounds like. Still terrible. I'll share my story actually, since it's interesting. So we just obviously experienced the Super Bowl, and now I've just been listening to The Weeknd all the time.
Yeah.
So, but it's funny, as soon as the Super Bowl ends, you after someone performs, you could see on iTunes like all their songs are like top 10.
Oh, nice. That's cool. JP Sachs is his
there
name.
We go.
Would have never pulled that up.
That was quick research. I like it.
Is it on repeat?
A food you never get sick of.
Sushi. Sugar.
I knew it. Why does everyone say sushi? I was gonna say sushi.
But mine specifically, this addiction for me, and I say addiction very seriously, like it's not a thing that I like, it's an addiction. I have it at least once a week, twice if I'm like really feeling myself. But it's sugarfish sushi, which I don't know. It's, I think it's an LA thing, but
no, it's, we have a New York sugarfish. It's like really like bougie.
100%, which makes it even worse because Tay looks at me. He's like, you're really going to drop $45 to Postmates some fish here again. And I'm
hell yeah.
You know what? I freaking am.
Watch me.
Yeah, it's a problem and I'm proud of it.
Love it. Wow. I need to check out sugarfish. I've heard the best.
That's so good.
Coffee or a nap when tired?
Coffee. I can't. I'm the worst napper. I've never been good at it. I either don't sleep long enough and I wake up pissed off that I didn't sleep, or I sleep too long and I wake up and I'm groggy. So it's never a good situation. I will go for 24 hours without sleep before I take a 30-minute nap, which is not healthy. It's not the way you should do it, but that's how I survive.
Everyone's different.
Right?
Yeah. Early bird or night owl?
Night owl. I mean, I get up early and I function and I, you know, can handle, but I'm always up pretty decently late. I'm a night person.
Are you productive late at night?
No.
Or is it more just...
I'm super productive during the day.
Okay.
And then when it's night, I'm one of those people where I'm like, oh my God, I'm so tired all day. And then it gets to 9 o'clock and I have every right to get in bed and just go to sleep. But then I'll be on my phone and watching TV for 3 hours. And it's like, you could have gone to bed.
Could've and then the next morning you're like, all right, I'm going to go to bed earlier tonight. Yeah. And then nope, same thing.
Vicious cycle.
Vicious cycle. I think everyone can relate. Love language.
Oh, that's a good one.
Or languages.
Yeah, because I think mine's a mixture of two.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to preface this with gift giving, but that's what the love language is called, but that's not exactly how I identify. More like not physical gifts, but like when someone makes me dinner or someone, you know, brings me a coffee, you know, or roses, like randomly, like stuff like that, like surprises and like
gestures.
There we go.
Yeah. Is that not, so then what's the difference between acts of services and gift giving then?
Maybe it's that.
I think that's acts of services.
Okay. So acts of service. Probably.
That's like maybe like a massage or a cup of coffee. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So acts of service and physical touch probably are my two.
Love that. Now this is random, but do you think your love language can be what you would do to yourself for self-care? So let's say if you like words of affirmation, you know, you practice self-care by, you know, telling yourself in the mirror, like, I am beautiful, I am strong. And then if you were into acts of services, like you get yourself a massage or like, yeah, you know, right?
Totally.
Yeah, your nails. Exactly.
Yeah. I think it's important that whatever you feel your love language is, that should be incorporated into how you love yourself, your self-love cocktail, and it should be in alignment with what your partner's able to give to you. I think that's super important.
Perfect timing just for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And lastly, favorite way to relax at the end of the day?
I live with my boyfriend, so this is usually a we thing. We love to sit down together on the couch or in bed, wherever we are, and veg out and watch like mindless TV. And mindless TV for us is either like The Bachelor, The Challenge. We have Friends on repeat most nights.
Oh yeah, Friends.
And just like snuggle and chill because our days are so jam-packed and back-to-back. To sit down and snuggle with our doggies and just relax is like how we really like to unwind.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Gabrielle, it has been such an honor to have you on the podcast. I'm so excited to read your book now that I actually got to talk to you. I mean, I have a head start, obviously. But thank you for joining me.
Once you finish.
Yes, definitely. I'm going to go get one now. I'm going to order it.
So good to talk to you, Raul. Thanks for having me on.
Wow, I really enjoyed this episode. I literally walked away from this recording
and was like, this is a great episode. I'm so excited to be sharing it with you all. I hope through these episodes, you guys can really see how your why is created by you. No matter what you're dealing with, your situation can be so bad. You can be dealing with anxiety, depression, or like Gabrielle, not even separation anxiety, but abandonment anxiety, and you still create your why and make the most of it. So thank you again, Gabrielle, for telling your story. I also found it particularly interesting, like that realization it came up with at the end, where your self-care habits probably revolve around what your love language is. So again, like if you are a acts of service person, then you probably do enjoy getting your nails done, getting like a massage, just something that can help you with your health or your body or your hair, anything like that. So, and then if you're a physical touch person, we won't go there. If you are a words of affirmation, you probably look in the mirror and you're like, you are beautiful, you are powerful, you are strong. Acts of service, we went through. Words of affirmation, physical quality time. Maybe you just spend some time, you know, reading a book, spending time with yourself, just enjoying who you are and the person you are. So these are just so many interesting things to just look at and see. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Follow me on Instagram, please. My podcast Instagram page is at Jules on the Hustle. So much behind the scenes coverage there and videos and motivational quotes. I love you guys. See you next week on Jules on the Hustle.
Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling.